The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Mea brachas, beo samozen, berchas atoi vametis. We are now starting the fourth bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, atoi vametis. Fourth bracha of Berchas Hamozen, Hatoi Vametis. As we mentioned before, Midoraisa, there are three brachas, the bracha we just mentioned. And this is the bracha of the Rabbonim. The basic idea behind the difference between the two is the Doraisa are describing HaYidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the fact that we have all our basic needs for our level of existence. It starts with the mazon, with the food and sustenance, which is the physical part of ourselves. And we're thanking Hashem for that special hashgacha has on our need for sustenance. Without sustenance, the person doesn't need to die. And that goes for any creature in the world. And all the creatures in the world amazingly have their sustenance. Every creature is eating something else. They're not eating the same food. Like old cars are using gasoline. Each one is a completely different type of food, different habitat, and Hashem sets up everything. Meichin mazon l'chol. The second thing is the higher level of our existence as Bnei Yisrael, the fact that we have the Torah and the Eretz, the Holy Land, Hatzein HaKdosh Eretz Yisrael, which is naturally adapted for us to grow in our Kedusha, together with the mitzvahs that we have, which make Eretz Yisrael what it is, the bris and our body, the Torah and our mind, the chukim, the direct way we behave. And the third bracha was the third necessity, which we don't have it, which we should have it, but what makes Klal Yisrael special is that Klal Yisrael are the Mishkan Ashuras HaShchina. Hashem is Mashiach Shechina, has an intimate connection only with Klal Yisrael. We are the only ones that have a special type of neshama that he can be Mashiach Shechina upon. When we're in Golos, we don't have the Beit HaMikdash, even though it's still a Mokum Kodesh. So that's part of our existence. We're also being Moedah that Hashem gave us a special part of existence, have the potential for the Beit HaMikdash. And together with that, we're yearning for the beginning of the Beit HaMikdash. And the Gula, the final revelation about Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's also part of the basic needs and the basic messias, basic nature of Klal Yisrael, physically and spiritually. So with that, we really covered everything. The Rabbanan, the Mitzak, and this other brother, Toiv HaMeitzes. Toiv HaMeitzes means Hashem gives us above our needs. Even when we don't deserve things, he's made to us. It's a tremendous midas hatoy. And this bracha with Nitkan, after the Churban Beit HaMikdash, when Beit Arad fell and tremendous amount of Jews were killed, and the corpses were lying, and there was really no way of burying them all, because we weren't under control, and just tremendous amount of people. And Hashem made it special. We have the Shemaya, the corpses, dead bodies did not rot, and they were also able to eventually be buried. This is a sign because Jehovah was with us even in this situation. This is a special type of Hatzavah. The Maharal points out that the greatest Hatzavah is when a person is not deserving of it. More so, the man of Hoban was a man of Midas Adin. He was deserving of punishment, and we got punishment. We lost the Beit HaMikdash, it was destroyed. Millions of Jews were killed. Poverty, starvation, unimaginable stories that lives were going through. And there was room to think, okay, Hashem has forsaken us. Hashem showed us by the fact that there was a special chesed with a dead body, that he's with us. He cares for our covered. He cares for our bodies even after we die. And maybe it's the after Shema that we should be buried. So one would think, what, of all the things to make a Brochan, a burial, after this whole tragedy. They got to tell you, make their mind. It's the wonderful good things that we have, the Jews, that this is my island, other my island, Christ, and ups and downs, the ups. No. The greatest atzovah is Dafka, when we're in the Matzav HaChulban, and in the Matzav HaChulban, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares for us. And this is throughout history. Every trying situation we have gone through throughout history, Hashem has made special nisim to keep us going. That's why we're around till this day. So many gzeiros against our religion, against our bodies, against ourselves. The Jews survived the Holocaust. The Holocaust is a tremendous midas adin, unimaginable. Together with that, there was a special hashgacha, those individuals that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his Ayime Ke'etza, we don't know why this one was decided this way, another one is otherwise. But wherever even if Hashem also showed us, I have not forsaken you, and you will see. There were so many of the people that did survive, every single one had a story, which is Mamalim Nateva. There's no way to explain it according to natural means. I remember Rav Gusman, the final of Rachel, once told us he was in the ghetto. And Lita, one of the, maybe it was in Kovna or Vilna, one of the towns. And there was a doctor there, it was a secular doctor. And nothing to do with religion. And he once walked up to Gusman, he said, my whole life I believed in science, in medicine. We understand the human body, and we know how it works, and we know what it needs. I said, the whole thing I could throw in the garbage, because there's no medical explanation for the fact that any of us are alive today. The sanitary conditions we had over there, that they had over there, the malnutrition, the exposure to elements, diseases that were all over the place. And both people survived, and not only survived, people came out of it. They were able to continue building. This is a toyva major, a tremendous atzovah. It's important for every person to think in his own life. Sometimes a person has his yetzer, which is the worst yetzer of them all. I'm doing avodah, and I'm too far away from a kodesh baruch hu. It really builds up that deep kesher is not for me. More of a person, not in that level, but he's tried his whole life to, you know, make my brachas. We're working on the May brachas now, and our tefillahs. And the yetzer comes in and says, you'll never change, it's impossible. We'll change for 2 days, and that'll be the end of it. And he has a good case, because so many times we wanted to change, and we don't change. And the hardest thing we have is, like Rav Brevda once said, our problem is not our values, our problem is bad habits. We have habitual behavior. We go through years and years of not having kavod in our brachos, in our tefillahs, years and years of having certain bad mitzvahs that
Kol Halashon.
We always want to get rid of. Those are bad habits, but it can't be changed. Everything can't be changed. It's a matter of will. Masgiach Ravolda, Yechazal Levrocha, when talking with him, he said, will is a matter of having it or not having it. If you have the will, you have a true desire for something, it will work out. He told me, in his life, everything he really wanted to do, he accomplished. And certain things he said he wanted to do, but generally he didn't really want them with his whole heart, and therefore it didn't work out. And that's with us. If we really have that person, that desire to change our lives, we'll make a change. We'll come up with that, with tashbulas, with plans to make a little change, keep that change, not flip over the world with the broken. Like that idea we mentioned from Shat, benching from a venture. But everyone has his own ways of things. Picking something, when you get up in the morning, put up a sign, whatever you want to do, just, we can do something that will make it an ongoing change. And little by little, a person can do even, I want to have on all the brothers. What happens is, I finish Birchas HaShachar, and I tell them, I did like I did a year ago. And I zip through them, I didn't pay attention to one word. So a person can make a thing, I'm not going to stop over here. I'm not going to say the brothers again, it's the brothers I'll tell to say the second time. But I will just pay attention. I'll just look over the different ideas, and at least in my mind, in my mouth, just be invited to all the different things. At least the idea of the bracha, I'm internalizing more and more, but that'll help me say the bracha properly also. So this is, like we're saying, a bracha to Rabbona, that's why it starts with bracha Hashem HaKeinu Melech HaOlam. The second and third bracha did not start with the baruch. That was Noglis on Rahim, because the bracha Smuch HaLechavet is connected to the first bracha. This is an independent entity, a bracha to Rabbona. Therefore, it starts off with Baruch Hashem. The Ma'aseh, we mentioned the word Melech 3 times. Now, the basic rot over here is Baruch Hashem, Kedim Mechon, Hatoiv HaMeitiv. That's what we're saying. Hashem is good and always dying those concerns to give our goodness to us, even in situations we don't deserve it, even more than we should be getting. That is, and every one of us are going through there, because there's so many things that we don't deserve that Hashem is giving us. We go to meet us at the end, Hashem Yirachim. So we say, Melech three times. Kenu Melech Oilom, Rabinu Malkeinu the second time, and the third time is, Melech Hatoy. Gemara says that that's connected, the Malkeus, that one for this bracha, and we add another Malkeus, but in the second and third bracha, we didn't mention Malkeus either. Recognizing that Hashem is the Melech Oilom, and everything, all the things that we said till now, is from Hashem's Malkeus. You know the concept of Melech is, that the Melech is the one who cares for all the needs of his Malkeus. Moshe, surely all these other type of names are somebody who's just a powerful person that controls. Melech specifically means the one who was a good Melech, the king that cares and taking care of the needs. You say, now we're summing it all up. And all the things we discussed, we espoused on before, the fact that we have the Eretz and the Mitzvah and the Kedusha, it's all from the Malkeus of Hashem. Then we say, 10 different titles for Hashem, or praises for Hashem. Ovinu, Malkeinu, Adizeinu, Roreinu, Koleinu, Yitzveinu, Kesheinu, Roreinu, Le Yisrael, and Melech Hatoy. That's 10 different things. Each one could pay attention to them. That's all the different things that Hashem does for us. He created us, and He guides us, and He takes care of us. Does only good for us, brings us Kedusha, that's a special level of Klal Yisrael. 10 things, we know that 10 is the number of Shleimus. And this is the Baruch, like we're saying, the completeness of Hashem's Chasadim that He does with us. Aside from that, we say, three Hatovis and three Gemun. As we say, who hates this, who hates this, who hates this, Malanu. The way three times each, if you pay attention to that, it's very obvious. One is that past, present, future. It's also part of the Shleimus, and that I'll point out. But the Shleimus that he's doing now, he's caring for all my needs even more than the minimum, the maximum. And together with that, I'm looking at the bigger picture. Not just now that he makes it to me, that he wasn't the past. And he is now, and I have a discussion that he will be doing that in the future. The two campuses of Hatovah, native, and Gemun, and Maral also explains, Hatovah is all the good things, the pleasant things that he does for us. The Lashon of Gemun, the Lashon is the person had a Torah, and Hashem was a good male chesed, and took us out, as we call, the Brocha Birchas HaGoyimel. Why do you call Birchas HaGoyimel? Birchas HaGoyimel. Because the broken person made when he was saved from something. He was sick, he was in jail, and he was in danger. All the four things Birchas HaGoyimel are life-threatening situations that he was and he was saved from. That's what we're saying these three times. That we recognize on the Tavis that we always had and we have and we will have the Gemulas, the salvation that we have. Some of us now, above Hashem, the situation is much better with our presence. Endeavor, presence, my gate over here. We have to think about that also. Thank Hashem that He saved us from that and He's saving us from that. And we have to be tough, and He will continue doing that. As we mentioned before, it was the darkness of doing it. The chain, the chesed, rachamim, even more than what we deserve with Hashem's tremendous pain. The Rebbe Chatzolah, that slaughter, gives us, not just when He saves us, we just barely survive. The Rebbe Chatzolah, we have. The Hatzolah that we get and when Hashem saves us, the Reva, Locha, Locha, Yeshua, Hanosu, Chalkovan. And when we end up with the Chotu, Mikol Tuv, Lo Yilam Ayichasvein, that's a general thing. That Hashem is always giving us good, and we have this because of that He will always give us a tremendous amount of good, a good we will never be lacking. He's able for them to appreciate all these things that we're saying, like we're saying, we're transforming the simple mundane matter of eating a meal, to the recognition of Hashem taking care of all our needs, our physical needs and our spiritual needs, and then finally ending it with this higher level of HaKadosh. And even when we don't deserve it, Hashem has a tremendous HaKadosh to us, hearing about it, and Makabed us. Hashem, if we do this, we'll move on, affect our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our appreciation of what we have, to make our whole day a better day. Shalom.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.